Corporal No. 218 James Arthur Harding of the 14th Battalion was the first Dubbo World War I soldier to make the ultimate sacrifice. Born at Forest Reefs near Orange on the 27th of June 1887, the 16th of 18 children to James and Anne Harding. For personal reasons, he ducked down to Melbourne and enlisted on the 18th of September 1914, aged 28 years and 3 months. The medical examination recorded medium-coloured complexion, blue eyes and dark brown hair. He weighed in at 144 pounds, stood 5 feet 8 inches tall, and although his chest expansion was only 1.25 inches, he was pronounced fit. At the time of enlistment, he was married to Eva May, née Portlock, who lived in Dubbo with their 4 children, Unica, Gladys, Hilton and Edwin. 15 months prior to this, he had been running a grocery business in the Sydney suburb of Auburn. He came to Dubbo with his parents in early boyhood and attended Dubbo District School, where his children also went. On leaving school, he worked in Macquarie Street as a carrier in G.J. Brown's store, now part of Myers. Cycling was his passion, and he held executive positions at the local motor and cycle club. He assisted in writing the rules and regulations for bicycle racing, was part of the working bees to improve the disgraceful state of the sports ground, and brought the bike track up to a racing standard while the cricketers worked on their area. Harding embarked from Melbourne aboard the troopship Ulysses on the 22nd of December 1914 and headed for Egypt, but travelling at only 26 kilometres per hour, which made it a long journey. He quickly rose through the ranks and was corporal when the Dawn landing took place on Gallipoli on the 25th of April. His unit spent the day on a vessel of Gaba Tepe, taking aboard the wounded and limbless young Anzacs. At midnight, under the bombardment of fire, they commenced to go ashore. It was a terrifying experience. On the 27th of April, he was at Quinn's Post, where his unit were only separated from the enemy trenches by about 15 metres, and much less in some places. Communications were almost completely cut, and runners were sniped at while trying to get messages through to headquarters. A network of trenches riddled the area. Any attempt to move forward was met with a volley of rifle and shrapnel fire. He did not hear the Turk's bullet. His mates buried him at the foot of Quinn's Post on the Gallipoli Peninsula. The Defence Department gave Reverend L.D. Thomas, the Rector of Holy Trinity, the sombre task to notify Corporal Harding's family of his death on the 25th of May, thus making Eva the first Dubbo lady widowed through the war. Only 2 days previously, his 4 children had sent him letters wishing him many happy returns for his approaching birthday. Several weeks later, Eva received an official letter notifying her he had been killed 4 weeks prior to the date previously given.